Fairview Lake. Several busloads brought us there, from each district across the county. Ours kicked up dirt at the gate and backed over a snapping turtle. The boys bent close enough to touch it. The trees were bursting with applause. Red orange, ochre, burnt umber. The lake gleamed like a clean plate, and I could hardly get a word in. Cabin 9 was full of skinny, pretty girls I didn't know yet. They spilled nail polish onto their cots, curlers, mascara, tubes of cherry-flavored lip gloss, tampons, razors. One asked if I had a nickname that was easier to remember. Unrolled the old sleeping bag my mother must have unearthed from the attic that smelled like mothballs and molasses. Praying mantis turned its head in the dry grass, and I could almost hear it. Rain coming down the mountain. That night, we roasted 200 marshmallows around the fire pit, and the chaperones tried to teach us to sing in unison. They carried pails of water in the silver moonlight to pour over the ashes. It reminded me of something I'd done recently, but it was hard to know who'd listen to that story. Our teeth began glowing, and even in the semi-darkness, there was no way to tell us apart.